ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Thank you so much for coming out on what has got to be one of the most miserable days / evenings that I think we've had in quite some time.
I'm Bettina Lindstrom. I am a creative producer. My company is called Arts Agenda.
So your company has been working with Pierre the artist to create the sculptures?
Yes, that's right. We commissioned him last autumn to think about an artistic response to this particular site. It's the Pinetum, which is a beautiful, large meadow. When he came, he saw the magnificent view that you can have from the top of the little temple that is there. So he wanted to create something that would make people look again. He named his sculpture Second View. It's a reframing of that view, but also the windows that the sculptures that he's created in themselves have got lots of different eyes and windows. And the repetition of the sculptures just goes on and on and on. So it encourages the eye to just go to the infinity of that view. And of course, it is such an amazing sight where you don't see any trace of human across that view.
The logistics of making it, can you tell me a bit more about that, how that all worked?
Less glamorous than it sounds, I think. It's a lot of carpentry. He fabricated most of the pieces at home in a studio in France, but had it all flat packed on a trailer, and then he drove here, and then in the last 6 days we have built it. Each sculpture alone has got 120 screws in it.
It's quite a flat pack. Félicitations.
Merci.
What do you think of Nyman?
Qu'est-ce que tu penses de Nyman?
Dire que je suis venu il y a combien au mois d'octobre, hein? Et ben j'ai été sur.
He was talking about the inspiration, how it all started with this view when he came here in October to look at it for the first time.
Devant ce champ.
And how immediately he was completely taken by this magnificent view, the woodlands that went on and on and on, and he very quickly settled artistically that he wanted to have something that reinterpreted this view across that wheel.
So it's quite surreal to be walking around Nyman's on such a dark, blustery night. As we walk down the hill through the pine trees, see these glimmering columns of white light. There's 16 of them in all. They're a bit like large Chinese lanterns marching in formation down the hill. Each one is about 3 metres high, with white metallic poles sticking out the top. They're all lit from below. The shadows are really quite remarkable. It's a very striking sight here in the absolute darkness.
I'm Catherine Mills. I'm the general manager for Nyman's. I'm really excited to have this here. The installation is absolutely stunning, and it really reflects what Nyman's is all about. Nyman's was founded on a family of creativity, on a belief in innovation, and above all, beauty. And I think that this captures all of those three things in one. We've been waiting for this moment for quite some time, and this is the first time we've seen it lit up, so it's really exciting. It takes on a totally different impression in the day, and that's part of the sophistication of the design, because it completely transforms the place at night and brings something really fresh and different. So really unusual for the National Trust to be doing something like this. It's a challenging piece, it's something that will bring fresh audiences to us, and I'm really excited to see people's reaction.